Blog Talk Radio.
Power down.
I need
you
now.
Heal me now.
Heal me now.
Oh God, I need your healing power.
perfect, tried and pure. You are healer, you are the cure. Redeemer of the lost and cold, you're the sovereign Lord of all. You're creator of earth and stone, you're the maker of flesh and bone. You're Jehovah all-powerful, your freedom worth fighting for. Come what may, you're worthy of glory. Come what may, you're worthy of praise. All we are is glory's reflection. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. Your kindness unmatchable. There's grace for guilt, there's grace for all. You are light for the path unknown. And Lord, without you, where will we go? You're the way, hey, our open.
your crown upon you. We give it all to you.
For worship here.
So you gave us these crowns. We'll lay them back down before you. So you gave us these songs. We'll give them right back to you. Every breath we breathe is yours. Every song we sing is yours. Every song we sing is yours. We give it all to you.
Hey.
We give it all to you. Yeah, we give it all to you. We give it all to you.
We give it all to you. Shall arise.
praises ring. Hallelujah to the King. You're worthy of our praise. You're worthy of our honor. We glorify your name. We seek your face. We seek your face. We seek your face. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. We're crying out to you, Lord, early. I know it might be late right now, but it's morning time in the spirit. And he's saying, oh, worship me right now. Hallelujah. We focus in on you, Jesus. And we worship you.
When life is bitter, sing and praise his name. When life is bitter, dance and praise his name. Now God will do everything for you. Praise his name. Now God will do everything for you.
Now go. Holy Spirit, we love you. Holy Ghost, we need you every second, every minute, every hour. You are our strength. You are our source. We have no one to go to but you, Holy Ghost. The Spirit of the living God, we are totally and completely dependent on you. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your love, Holy Ghost. We say thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Move in the lives of our children. Move in the lives of our grandchildren. Let your light shine, Almighty God. Jesus, you are the light of the world. Let your light radiate through us that others may see and glorify your name, O God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, you are the light of the world. We thank you, Jesus, the light of the world. Oh, we bless your name. We will not put your light that is in us under the bushel. Oh, no, Lord. Our light, the light of God in us, will radiate and shine unto his glory and unto his honor. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, release the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirit, our souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. We invoke the covenant that is in the blood of Jesus into every single area of our lives. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Oh, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus. The blood that gives us strength from day to day. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus will never, ever lose its power. We thank you for the precious blood. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirits and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Oh, we thank you for the precious blood. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus, oh God. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for the blood. We praise you for the blood. The blood of Jesus. Uriah Masande Kayeko Yemasande Yakuyamasim. The blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your precious blood. In the name of Jesus, we took our environment in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirit, souls, and body in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for the precious blood. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Father, we put the armor on our children, our grandchildren. We put the armor of God and the armor of light on our spouses, on our siblings, our nieces and nephews. The full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus Christ. We put on the full armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Uriah Masan, Hallelujah. We thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Hallelujah. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah. Your grace is sufficient for us, O God. We thank you, 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 Lord. Hallelujah. We adore you, oh, almighty God. Oh, we worship you, almighty God. Hallelujah. We lift the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, where will we be? So, Father God, how we declare this place, this area that we're in the spiritual realm, we declare it holy unto the Lord. Lord, you told Moses, take off your shoes. The place where you stand is holy ground. Lord, we take our shoes off. We bow down before you. We cry out to you, O God. We praise your name, O God. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. Your strength is made perfect in our weakness, O God. We are weak, but you're strong, O God. And so we thank you, O God, that the joy of the Lord is our strength, O God. We thank you that we can do all things through Christ Jesus, who strengthen us, O God. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for provision, O God. You've never left us. You never forsook us, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeku yeko yamase. We thank you, Lord, for releasing, O God, overflow of blessings, O God, upon our lives. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to be your sons and your daughters. We thank you, Lord, for looking beyond our faults and sin, our needs. We thank you, Lord, for your unconditional love for us, O God. We bless your name. We thank you, Jesus, that we have food to eat. We have a place to stay. We thank you, Lord. We have shoes on our feet. We have clothes to wear. We say thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We do not take these things for granted. Most importantly, we thank you for salvation. You love us so much, and you sent your only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe should not perish but have eternal life. So, Lord, we bless you, Spirit of the living God. fall fresh on us. We thank you for the refreshing in the spirit. We thank you for refreshing our spirit, our souls, our bodies, refreshing in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we give you glory. Give you honor, O God. Hallelujah. We thank you that we have a God that never fails, that we can rest in him. Oh, Lord, what a privilege and honor to serve you, O God, and to serve your children. Father God, we don't take these things for granted. We bless you and we thank you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. I want to say good morning to everyone this morning. Those that's just joining us this morning, we say good morning. Welcome to I Am That I Am, Bread That Burnacle Ministries. We bless God for each one of us this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We give God the glory. We give God the honor. And we magnify his name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed this morning, amen and amen. This morning, there's going to be a little bit of difference in the service just for a few minutes. We're looking for testimonies this morning that will encourage someone. If someone hears your testimony, that they will be encouraged. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus, that you will encourage someone with your testimony. You overcame me by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Hallelujah. The Bible is full of testimonies. Hallelujah. And this is why our faith is strong, because the word of God gives us faith. But what others went through, and if they can do that, we know we can do the same. Hallelujah. So we are strengthened when we hear testimonies of others. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So I'm going to open the line. If you have a testimony that would be a blessing before we take the Holy Communion, just press 1 on your keypad so you can testify of God's goodness. What has the Lord done for you in your life? Hallelujah. What can others hear and see about you that will draw them to Christ and say, oh, look what he's done, or look what he's doing. Hallelujah. Or look what he has done. What testimony that you have? It doesn't have to be a testimony that happened this week. It can be a testimony that may have taken place a while back. Hallelujah. But someone hear it. It's a life-changing testimony. They got different types of testimonies. Hallelujah. So if anyone wants to say something, press 1 on your keypad.
Amen.
Amen.
I just want to bless God this morning by his grace, his mercy, his goodness upon my life and my family life. I want to bless God for Apostle and Osabi. I want to bless God for the bread of. I just want to tell God, thank you this morning for his grace.
Amen.
And process, I've been sick. I just had 2 days, places of waking. He canceled all the cases. I just went pray and say, Lord, you know, 2 days, God, enough. I will pay your rent, I will do this, I will save your children money, back home. I say, Father, you go through this, but enough. So I just let pray. I say, girl, you that give me no job, and then you bring them back. So I'm not even worried about that. I continue to pray. And then, the day before yesterday, you know, first time I called his father, I said, she will be asking before I call. I said, oh, shut up. Anything of you? So, what about first Sunday? Well, I'm one when I call, she will not even answer her call. She will not return my call. I said, okay. I just left it there for yesterday, so unless she text me. Oh, my number, we got a case for you. I text, I say, what a case. She said, wait, like 25 minutes for your error. I said, okay. I said, but, and he said, well, what is it? Friday, Saturday. So I said, well, this Friday, I would not be here because somebody coming to do a job for them. She said, oh, we'll be next week. So I know she called me. She said, oh, Baba, you know, there was no case in Philip. I got a case for you. We should be 2 days every week. 2 days, Friday and Saturday. So be 3 days. Well, two, I said, I can't do what this city clock. That's my life in. I can't do it, so she can be Friday and Saturday. So I don't want to bless God. And then when you're on your business, you will always be on your business. So I don't want to bless God. I want to tell the Lord 2 days, to about 2 days, this thing. Because when I was not enough and the money was so small. So when she called me, she said, call me now for the 2 days. I said, Lord, thank you. So I said, somebody, a man, she said, so she said, 40, so I said, no, the car press hard, and she said, okay, $16 per hour. So I just want to bless God. He's so great, he's so wonderful. When you think he don't care, he care for you. And he don't answer you right away, don't give up. If a person can always tell us, we should encourage ourselves when anything happens. Don't be discouraged, encourage yourself. I just want to bless God. I got another 2 days. I added over 2 days. I got. So I told to bless God for his greatness, for his goodness, and for our lives. Pray for me, and I do the same. Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 God is faithful. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we bless God for the additional days. God knows what we need even before we say anything. But the Bible says, in everything, give thanks. Hallelujah. And be, you know, and so being that Mariama was grateful and thankful to God. Hallelujah. And you know, just think, people look at things for granted, but the little small things brings you to big things because God wants to see us grateful. Even though we want, yes, we want a meal, but he will first give you a piece of bread to see whether you will be thankful for that piece of bread before he starts progressing it. Hallelujah. So we bless God for your testimony, and we pray that it will be even more. As you praise him, as you worship him, as you acknowledge that he is the one that provided the job. That, hallelujah. Yes. And he is the one that gives you the strength, gave you the willpower. He is the one. So we bless God. We praise God. Someone out there looking for a job or looking for increase in hours. Father God, in the name of Jesus, if you can do it for Mariama, you can do it for that other person, oh God. Someone listening out there needs additional income, oh God. In the name of Jesus, so we call for a divine increase, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We ask you to favor in the mighty name of Jesus. Enlarge their territory, enlarge Mariama's territory. Take her even from this level to the next level of income, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You are God, and there is nothing too hard for you to do. So we acknowledge your sovereignty. We acknowledge who you are, and we bless your name. Thank you. We ask you to bless our children, bless our grandchildren, bless our mother, oh God, in the name of
Jesus.
Let the well never, never run dry, oh God. Oh, mm-hmm. Father God, be a wall, a fire around them, and the glory mm-hmm. within them, oh God. Mm-hmm. Of Jesus. Help them in all their endeavors, oh God, in the name of mm-hmm. Jesus. You be their partners. You be their partners, oh God. And Father, mm-hmm. you get all the glory. You get all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Apostle.
God bless you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Is there anyone else? Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I'm grateful to Almighty God this morning. Words are inadequate for me to praise Him. I just want to say thank you, Papa God. Thank you for what you have done in my life. Thank you. Thank you. I don't know how to say thank you to you, Papa. This morning, I will praise Him for two things that He has done in my life. For almost a year, my social security card had been missing, along with the green card. Turned the house upside down, we couldn't find it. And so, Sue applied for another green card. And it came. The social security card for it to come, no way. We apply online, no way. Until one day, give her a place that we should go in person. So the 19th of this month, Sue and I went there. When I went there, they asked me a question, answered the question, they said, okay, go, y'all go sit down in the car. We went. It was no time. I was there to come. I went. I think 20 minutes, we were done. The guy told me, said, yeah, it's your receipt. You will find it in the mail. The 19th, this week, Tuesday, it came in the mail. I was shocked, but it was the doing of the Lord. And so I thank Him, I give Him praises, I give Him glory. Because it's one of the prerequisite of me getting my health care.
Amen.
And I praise God, I thank Him, because I don't have this. The Obamacare is so hard for me to go to the hospital and get better attendance. You die, I say no. And when I came from Liberia, I came with my knee hurting. But when the end of last year to this year, I couldn't stand up. I couldn't do anything. Some night I would sit up and cry whole night. I would sit down and cry whole night until when I got so concerned. Took me to a place, and this woman recommended me to her friend. We went there. He told me to do what to do. When I came again, dental, I didn't have insurance. I didn't have anything. My sister said, okay, if I would pay the money small until next year, I would do it. She stood and they did it, dental. I went for the surgery. When I took the surgery, they assigned therapy to me, with me, I mean, in the hospital, I think 3 days. And he left. No therapy. I've been here, no therapy. But when I get up, whether it's hurting, and I do, when he came, the thing he taught me, I begin to do then. And I, most of all, I begin to call on Lord, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I say, Lord, I don't have insurance, so I don't have, but I'm more than sure you are the great therapy. You will do it for me. You have started your work and you will complete it. Some days I sit down, my grandchildren will come around and say, what you saying, ma? Where are you talking? I say, I'm talking to God. And so, okay. And I've been talking to him, Christian friends, till I went to meet the doctor. After we came from there, 3 weeks, my daughter carried me. He held my hand. We walked around. We came. He said, wow. What therapy? Which hospital you are going to? So I told him, said, no hospital ever accepted us. They said, we don't have insurance. He said, but nothing I can't do. I said, okay. You can't do anything, but I got somebody who can do something, who have been doing something.
Hallelujah.
Master Jesus. He looked at me, Dr. Nolan looked at me and said, wow, he will help you. And I came home. And in this home, every little thing that get in my head that I think I can use to help me, I do it with the help of the angels. They come and guide me. I no more using, I'm not using what the other thing, the only thing I'm using now. Sometimes I take a walk and go to the children's bus stop and come back home. I'm not doing it alone. It's the Lord who is doing it. And he has started his work. He will complete it.
Amen.
And I thank him for the level he has brought me to.
Amen.
If anyone listening to me this morning, that doctor who operated you, gave you, or say, well, you don't have insurance, and so this and that, believe one person will never give up on you. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. He always here with me, and he will always be there with you. I'm grateful to God this morning. I'm blessed.
Hallelujah.
His blood.
Hallelujah.
That's the testimony I have to share with you
all. Amen.
I thank him. I thank him. I praise him. I bless him. In his name, I pray this morning.
Amen. Amen. We bless God for the testimony. Hallelujah. Testimony with God is faithful. We thank him for the car, the social security card, the green card. We thank you for the, my God, the surgery, the strength, your strength, the therapy. He is your therapist. He made the body. We thank him. Hallelujah. To anyone like you said, be encouraged. God can do anything and everything. The thing is, if you listen to both testimonies, it's faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
God has a young faith in him. Because she didn't give up on God. She trusted him. He will never leave us. He will always be with us to the end.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Her faith. Her faith.
Amen.
Because she wants the therapy. Do it for herself. Hallelujah. Instead of sitting sometimes, we cry out. We complain. But no, she found a way out. And you know, God is so pleased when we can do those things and trust him completely. That he will never, we thank God that at least now she got her stuff that she lost. Hallelujah. And then she can go on and get everything that she needs by God's grace, through his grace. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, thank you for this testimony. We bless you, God. We have a God that will never fail us. We thank you for what you did for the young, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the process of healing that will come through, oh God, and that is coming through, oh God. We thank you that you will be made completely whole, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for blessing. Hallelujah, Ramaste Teria Koria Maste. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. We bless the name of Jesus. We lift the name of Jesus. Uriya Maste Tekaya Maste. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God is, there's a visitation I see in the spirit realm, a divine visitation for Almighty God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. In the name of Jesus, in your dreams or whatever, there's a visitation that's coming. With that visitation, the Lord said there's an impartation. The visitation is just not a normal visitation. In fact, God will visit us. Normally, every time he comes, there's something supernaturally occurring when he's in our midst. Amen. So just get ready. Amen. I see your hands on fire in the name of Jesus. So there's a visitation that the Lord is coming in the name of Jesus, and your hands are on fire. Well, I'm not talking about hurting someone, but anointed with the fire of God. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. So there's a blessing that I see your hands. Hallelujah. So just be expectant to receive. Hallelujah. Because I see that what God is about to, he has already signed, sealed, and delivered, but it will be manifested in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I know you will recognize it because you will not do it straight. It won't be something that you have, like, sometimes he speaks to us in parable in different ways, but he will do it plainly, and you will testify upon it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we bless God. He's a visitation, impartation.
I receive it. Thank you.
Visitation with impartation. That's what I hear him.
Amen.
He keeps saying visitation with impartation in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bless the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Visitation with impartation. Visitation with impartation. Father, with that word, oh God, visitation and with impartation. Hallelujah. The Lord is saying that your latter days will be greater, hallelujah, than your former days. He said, hallelujah, your latter days. The Lord says, the Lord speaks and he said that you have been chosen even before the foundation of the world, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. But he said there's a set time and there's a season for everything, and you have come into that season, hallelujah, that season that his name will be glorified to the hallelujah with through you in the name of Jesus. Your family, your friends, everyone will be wondering, I didn't know this. You yourself didn't know what God placed inside of you, but it's about to come out in the name of Jesus unto his glory and honor. Hallelujah. It is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the testimony. And Lord, as we move to the next part of our service with the Holy Communion, we ask you, Lord, to bless the Holy Sacrament. Father God, turn it from natural to supernatural, O God. We invoke the covenant that is in the blood of Jesus Christ. Let it be activated and manifested in our lives in the name of Jesus, O God. Oh, Father, we thank you. We come to thy throne of grace, and we ask you for mercy, O God. We do not want to take this Holy Communion when we have different things going on in our lives. But we come to the throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy. Hallelujah. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. In the name of Jesus, forgive us of things that we may have done that we don't not even we are not aware of. We ask you, Lord, for mercy in the name of Jesus, O God. Your mercies are new every morning. So as we take the Holy Sacrament, O God, we pray that your strength will perfect everything that within us, O God, in the name of Jesus. We bless you and we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for restoration in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, be glorified. Be glorified in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Corinthians 11:23. For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. You may partake of the bread that represents the body of Christ. After the same manner, also, you may partake, I'm sorry, let me give you time to partake in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. You may partake of your water or your juice that represents the blood of Jesus. Oh, Riamasante. Bread and drink this cup. You do show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that he come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set order when I come. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for the Holy Sacrament. Thank you for the covenant blessings that we receive, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the manifestation. We thank you for the fruitfulness, O God. We thank you for the multiplication in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance. We claim all the unlimited benefits that is in the Holy Sacrament in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, this morning as we pray also for, oh God, that you will bless our offerings in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for even providing us with offerings to be able to release, oh God. We thank you for providing, oh God, your provision. So we ask you to bless our seed offering, oh God. We pray for multiplication and fruitfulness, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for touching each and every one of us in a special way. We thank you, Lord, for an overflow of blessings and breakthroughs in the name of Jesus. We bless your name. We praise you. We worship you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. There's someone, I don't know what you're looking for, one or two persons, whatever you're looking for to God, hallelujah, as you put your offering up unto the Lord, you begin to speak to the Lord, hallelujah, because the Lord is going to honor that request, hallelujah, that you've been asking God for. Hallelujah. And so when you lift up your offering, even after we prayed for the offering, still lift it up and you tell God what you want, your personal stuff. You tell him, because he knows all about it, but he says, I'm going to honor this and it will happen quickly. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So I don't know who it is, but just go ahead when you have the time. Pray over. We've already prayed over your offering, but you go ahead and release it to God and tell him everything that you want to tell him. Use it as a seat of contact. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you. We receive all the covenant blessings that is in the Holy Communion. We thank you for the testimony, oh God, oh, in the name of Jesus, for Pastor and Mariama. We thank you, Lord, for it is wonderful what you're doing in our lives. We thank you for your faithfulness. And so, Lord, we release the Sabbath day blessings upon each and every one. In the name of Jesus, that it will walk in those blessings, O God, and the children and children will walk in those blessings, O God. We are a shield of protection around us. Cover each and every one of us with your blood of Jesus. We thank you for divine angelic assistance in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, keep us hidden under your secret place, O God. Keep us under the shadow of your wings. In the name of Jesus, make a way where it seems to be out of no way, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus, bless that seed, the seed offering, O God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, there are some cases that have come up, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. In the name that people think is impossible. Hallelujah. But Lord, you said you will make the crooked places straight, O God. You will make a way where there seems to be no way. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for victory, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the victory in the courtroom. We thank you, oh God, when Jesus say yes, no man say no, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the spirit of truth. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for things working in our favor in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you for the hidden things, the hidden treasures, oh God, coming up, oh God, to fruition. We thank you, oh God, that nothing is hidden from you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for revealing the hidden treasures. We thank you, oh God, for the wisdom, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, we gave you glory and honor. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Gloria, my Sunday. In the name of Jesus, the Father, this morning we just say thank you. Thank you, thank you. Our Father, who's already in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory. Forever and ever, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen and amen. God bless every one of you. Have a marvelous day. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.